Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part interview with Brooke Strauss-Dalby. Now, she's the manager of ButterflySocial.com, a virtual assistant company that helps you in promoting your business over social media. Now, you know what needs to be done in your business. You know how to run it. You know how to operate it. You know how to grow it. You know how you want it to grow. But if you're spending the time on all the different social media platforms out there that should be spent in order to properly promote your business on social media, then you're not running a business. What you need to do is outsource that to Brooke and her team, because they can manage that social media presence that you need to make that positive impact out in the public and grow your business. Now, all you got to do is listen to this portion of the interview, because we're getting into the good stuff today. Now, I'm going to jump right back into this interview with Brooke as she tells us about the importance of social media in today's business climate.
Right now, I would say, you know, like techie things and social media are so big right now with what VAs offer. Okay. So I would kind of say they're becoming the traditional services that clients need. Yeah. Did I answer that question?
Yeah, sure. I think I did. That makes sense, because social media is the trend right now. So it makes sense that businesses want to be there. And like I said, I've got, you know, all the fancy, dancy, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. So I know, you know, it's a process of keeping up to date with all that stuff.
Yes. It truly is. I mean, business owners just do not have time to keep up with all of that. And, you know, that's where a company like mine, you know, comes in. And, you know, it's just such a weight off of a business owner's shoulders, because no one can keep up with all of it. And, you know, to start learning how to do a lot of this stuff, that takes time in and of itself.
Yeah, that's true.
That a lot of business owners just don't have.
Yeah, I know. You know, with my schedule, doing these interviews, handling the radio station edits and loading servers and all that stuff, you know, I found myself limiting my social media time, because what I was doing, I would get on Facebook and, you know, and post something as, oh, I have a message. You get over here, and then you click on this. Next thing you know, 2 hours have gone by. I've done absolutely no work.
Right.
You
know?
I've actually limited, you know, the people, you know, that I know say, hey, you know, I sent you a message. Well, sorry, I only get on there 15 minutes a day. That's all I'm on there for. You know, because otherwise, I'm working till 11 o'clock at night getting the stuff done that I need done.
Right. You know? Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we have a lot of pastors and ministers that listen in. How can your services help churches and ministries and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same way, you know, that we can help, you know, other types of, whether it's entrepreneurs or local businesses or online businesses, which is, you know, like the admin stuff, if they don't maybe have like an in-house admin person to keep up with like email management, or, you know, just anything in-house that, you know, that churches need to get done. If, you know, maybe they're a smaller church and they don't have an in-house admin person, you know, we can help with that. But then they also need web design and a social media presence as well. So pretty much, you know, a lot of the same services apply.
Okay. Amen. And I know we also have a lot of business owners listening in. Many of the people I talk to are what we call full-time at their quote-unquote regular job, but are launching side businesses, you know, such as how you started, and mainly online. What kinds of services would you recommend they consider to help get back some of their time into their already busy schedule? I mean, they work 8, 10, 12 hours, and they come home. Now we're going to sit down at the computer for 3 or 4 hours, and, you know, that makes for long days. How can you help them?
A big thing is definitely social media management. The social media manager I have on my team, she is really amazing, and she puts a lot of time and effort into that. So it's very hard for business owners to do what she does because they don't have the time. So things like creating posts and scheduling them, even engagement on Facebook or Instagram, you know, actually responding to followers and people who comment, things like that. Because that's, like you said, you could be doing that for a few hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
At minimum.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. So that's a really, that's a really great thing to outsource. Yeah, social media is big. Blog posts, a lot of business owners, they want to keep up with blog posts, you know, so they can show that they're an authority in their industry. Mm-hmm. But that can be also time consuming, either writing them or posting them on their website. So we can help with both the writing and the techie part of getting the blog posts up there. Or the same thing like with, you know, LinkedIn articles, we can help with that. Maintaining websites.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that content writing, you know, for blog posts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If, for lack of a better term, I'll just call it the person's voice. You know, when I write my books and all that, people tell mm-hmm. them, I can actually hear you speaking when I'm reading your books because I don't get into all the grammatically correct sentence structure and stuff. I write more or less how I talk. Now, I'll go in and maybe change the ain'ts to can't and something like that. But, you know, but you know, I tend to write in that manner. So it is my voice that's being carried through to the written work. How can someone who's writing this content for me make it appear as if it's actually me doing the writing? I guess the question is.
That's a great question. So the copywriter on my team, she's a sister in Christ also, actually, and she's just really talented at capturing, you know, clients' voices. And what she does when we get a new client for copywriting, she'll start off with like a really deep dive strategy call, like sometimes 3 to 4 hours.
Wow.
And I mean, you can separate that into two sessions, but basically, you know, she gets in really, really deep to really understand your brand and your voice and your audience. And so from that, you know, she's able to pick up the voice of the client and, you know, still have, of course, combined with excellent writing.
Yeah. Amen. Because I know that to me, that would seem like the most difficult part, you know, because I mean, when I was getting my master's degree and all that, everything was research papers, you know. So mm-hmm. you learned how to write a research paper. And mm-hmm. I made the mistake of, you know, I did the research on this and it was just awesome research and a great paper. I mean, just top grades and all that. So I decided to turn that research paper into a book that flopped. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it was a book that sounded like a research paper. You know? So that to me, that would be the difficult part. And that was me writing it, you know.
So right.
How someone could, you know, that I just talked to a few times, I think that would be a challenging aspect about what you do.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely a gift when copywriters are good at that. It's definitely a gift and a skill when they can do that well.
Now, when you're first contacted by a potential client, okay, I know from what I read, you schedule a brief phone call to identify what they need and all that. What type of information should someone be prepared to share with you on that phone call so, you know, they're not wasting your time nor their time in the, oh, I never thought of that, let me get back to you type of situation. Then you got to schedule another phone call.
Right.
You know?
Right.
What should they be prepared to share?
So what I like to do is have them fill out a brief intake form, and I ask some like brief questions, you know, about the type of help they need, or if it's for, so I have a separate one for like the VA stuff, or one for social media, one for funnels. So I like to get to know clients a little bit before the call. It just makes it go a little more smoothly when you have a little background and we can check mm-hmm. out their websites and things like that. So that kind of gets us halfway there. And right. then on the call, I kind of ask them to, you know, expand upon what they wrote on the intake form and find out, you know, like what their goals are and, you know, what they're really looking for, what would really help them take weight off their shoulders in their business and things like that.
Okay. And do you have many people that are confused about what services you could actually help with. You know, like they're thinking that, oh, I'm hiring a full-time secretary type thing. And you say, no, that's not quite what we do.
Not really, because I find most clients do have an idea of what they want help with. Like they'll come in knowing, okay, I need someone to manage my Instagram, or I need help with Facebook ads, or, you know, I don't have time to check my emails and I need help with email management and scheduling my clients. I just don't have time to do it. So most of the time, yeah, they do have a good idea of what they need.
Okay. Now that, let me go back to content writing for just a second. You know, that's sure. One of the services that you offer. We talked about, you know, the social media aspect, blogs and all that. What about like ghostwriting a book and things like that? Do you do that as well?
My copywriter does do that. Yeah.
Okay.
She does that with her own business. I haven't had any clients for that service yet.
Okay.
But if someone came along, you know, I would definitely
make a referral.
We could definitely help with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If someone wanted to handle your team just to, or hire your team just to handle the routine customer service issues, I mean, what type of service would that entail? Because you wouldn't be offering tech support when you're not really familiar with our software and stuff like that, right?
Right. I mean, in a case like that, you know, the client would most likely come in knowing that they would have to train me on their system if it's a system that's, you know, only they use, you know, it's not like a popular platform, then, you know, there would be some kind of training involved.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe that you had the, you know, the for lack of a better term off the top of my head, canned answers, you know, like, you know, when can I expect my delivery, you know, and they 7 to 10 days after or placing your order or whatever. Right? Is that the type of email things, or is it more personal than that?
Well, the email management that I've done, you know, it's kind of like you, after a while, you get to know your client and you know how to respond after a while to their customers or clients, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the beginning, and I always like to tell clients, like the first month, you know, it takes time to get into that groove with the client, you know, kind of to understand, you know, get used to their communication style and they get used to yours. And, you know, it's like any relationship. It takes time to get used to each other and learn how to work best together.
Okay. All right. What kind of business model, I guess, would would make the perfect candidate for your services? I mean, is it a traditional brick and mortar business that is trying to do advertising, or mainly an online business that's trying to grow their brand?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, honestly, it can be anybody. Now, I've personally worked with mostly coaches the past few years, because when I got into the VA world, I learned about the coaching industry because it's so huge right now. You know, you have your business coaches and success coaches and life coaches and health coaches and fitness coaches. So once I learned that most coaches need VAs because they don't have time to learn the techie stuff, especially, or do the administrative things. So I ended up falling into working with them, but my team members have worked with local businesses as well. So yeah, like I said, the needs are so similar, whether your business is brick and mortar or online. The needs are so similar for everybody, with social media needs and, you know, blog posts and web design and, you know, like even sales funnels, that can apply to, you know, any type of business really. So yeah, we can absolutely service, you know, almost any kind of business really, as long as they need the kind of help that we offer.
When it comes to branding, how can a VA help? We'll just say someone, we'll use a speaker, let's say speaker business. You know, someone is, you know, they're venturing into public speaking and all that. How can you help them grow their brand and be noticed?
Yeah, so, and actually I recently added a graphic designer to my team.
Oh, okay.
So they're, you know, they're pretty much the ones who do the branding as far as, you know, like logo and colors and things like that. I guess, is that what you're referring to as far as like the logo and
I mean, I know, you know, they'll need not just the brand colors and all that stuff, but you know, the communication with these are the types of groups that I'm interested in speaking before and things like that. Do you help them in that area as well?
Oh, okay. Not so much that.
Okay.
No, I would say no. Not
just
not
building
so much
the
that.
Website and making sure the color schemes are the most appropriate for what they're trying to do.
Well, when it comes to branding, also part of that is definitely copywriting. So, mm-hmm. because when someone lands on your website, you know, they definitely get to know you right away from, you know, from the written content, what they're reading. And, you know, so it's not just about the design, but there's definitely a lot of branding involved in the copywriting because that reflects the messaging and who they are and, you know, what the business stands for and all of that. So the copywriter on my team, she would help with that part. I guess you definitely can consider that part of the branding and, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah, as far as like actually helping someone to get speaking gigs, that I haven't done that before.
Okay. And when someone reaches out to get your services and I can't say how often should they be contacting you. But I guess the question is, do you communicate mainly by email? Like, hey, I need this. Or do you prefer phone calls to do that? Do you have scheduled block times where, you know, you can call me Wednesday at 3 type thing? Or how does that work?
Yeah, good question. So, yeah, definitely by email. It's a more organized way of keeping track of what clients need. So I always have them, you know, email me. Now I do a lot of actual communicating in Facebook Messenger because my clients are always on Facebook and I have my Facebook open. So I always tell them, you know, if you have like a quick question or a little chat, we can do that on Facebook. But as far as like sending me what you need, you know, I like to keep the threads going by email because it just keeps me much more organized.
Plus, you can refer back to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because otherwise you'll be searching forever in a Facebook chat. But as far as phone calls, every client is totally different, and I always like to do what's best for them. Because to be honest, most of my clients, I don't talk to them that much on the phone. Actually, like I said, we'll talk more in Facebook, or like we'll leave each other voice messages on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, once in a blue moon, there'll be a client and they want to do like a weekly check-in on the phone, and that's fine. It's really whatever works best for the client. You know, I like to be flexible because, you know, everyone has their way that they like to communicate, you know?
Yeah.
And so, or sometimes they'll be explaining something in an email and it's not really coming across. So I'll say, okay, let's hop on a Zoom call or let's hop on a phone call so we can hash that out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Concerning like churches and pastors, I know, you know, they have like their Sunday bulletins that they have to produce mm-hmm. every week. And mm-hmm. how much lead time, I guess, would they be looking at? Okay, Sunday's coming up, so they'd want everything by Saturday so they could get it printed off and make copies mm-hmm. and all that. So you probably don't want to work on a Saturday, so that means it'd have to be done Friday. But how much lead time would you need for what they want in the bulletin for
right.
that coming week? How much lead time are they looking at?
Right. So I always ask clients to give me at least 2 to 3 business days, you know, to send me something that they need just so I can, you know, prioritize the work that I have to do and that I can get it to them on time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it could be like if we send it to you Monday, we'll have it in time for making copies and stuff by the weekend.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the more time, the better. But yeah, like usually 2 to 3 business days is definitely sufficient.
The week
something
prior
like that.
Would be even better, right? Give you that extra week.
Yeah. I don't always need it for. Yeah. It really depends on the task, too, you know.
Yeah.
But for something like that, yeah, like a few days is fine.
Okay. Cool. You know, I was reading some of the testimonials on your website. Absolutely fascinating. I mean, how is it you're able to help so many people in such a wide array of businesses on such a consistent basis? I mean, every single one of the testimonials mentioned how responsive you were and how your team, you know, were responding to their emails in a timely fashion. How do you do that day in and day out with everything going on?
Well, let's see. Now some of those clients were like, you know, maybe from like recent, and then maybe one was like 2 years ago where, you know, their needs were temporary. So you know, I'm not looking working with all the people at once, but and that's, you know, I mean, like, part of it, you know, is not taking too much work on, you know, if you can't handle it, you know what I mean? Because I do pride myself on getting back to clients or client emails within 24 business hours. So my schedule is not the same every day. And so, yeah, I'm really good at multitasking. I'll put it to you that way. I am very good at multitasking. And I mean, I have no choice, but that's kind of who I am naturally. And so, so you kind of got to be like an octopus, you know, this arm is doing that and this arm is not. But, so yeah, I really am very anal about communication. Like, I like to get back to people very quickly. And I also like them to get back quickly to me. Now, that doesn't always happen where they get back to me quickly.
But, as quickly as what you'd like. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just really fast. I respond to client emails at the most within a couple hours. I mean, at the most. And so they really like that. And I think that helps me kind of stand above the crowd because I've heard a lot of stories from clients, and sometimes they'll hear from their VA. Like, they'll say, oh, I had a VA and I didn't hear from her in 3 weeks. And my jaw drops. And I'm like, what? How is that possible? I couldn't sleep at night if I'm not getting back to emails on the same day.
Yeah, you know, I can see, okay, Thanksgiving holiday, I'm not answering emails on Thanksgiving, but Friday, I'm catching, I mean, no, I know that's what I do, you know.
But
Yeah, you talk about multitasking, and my wife will come in and she'll just shake her head and walk out because I have, you know, like two different headphones on. I'm doing edits on one computer for the radio station, and I'm listening to a video or something like that on another computer while I'm working on the third computer, loading stuff in. I got, you know, and she's like, how do you do that? You know, don't ask what's inside my mind.
Right.
But I can understand that. So every time someone talks about multitasking, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to just get one thing done and move to something else and finish that and jump to something else.
Because, you know, what it actually is while one thing is loading on computer one, I'm listening to what I need to listen to on computer two and working on computer three, you know. So, I mean, it is – there is a method to the madness. I can understand what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly.
Amen. Well, Brooke, you've given our listeners a lot and some very interesting things to think about. And I know I got some thinking to do in this area as well, thank God. Now, if someone to ask you a question, maybe get in touch with you, or maybe even do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Sure. So they can email me at, and I will spell it. So I'll spell the tricky part. So info at B as in boy, U, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, L, Y, social.com. So info@butterflysocial.com. So not butterfly, but a little slang, put a little slang in there, butterflysocial.com. So they can email me. Yes. That's the best way to contact you.
Do you have any military or police background?
No.
No? Okay. No. Cause the way you're using the phonetic alphabet there, I figured, you know, it had to be something in there.
Well, you know, with a last name like mine,
Strauss-Dobie,
I always have to spell everything. S as in Sam, T as in, it's so second nature to me. I never even think about it, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I know. Because usually it's like, you know, there'll be like B as in boy, A as in apple, you know, and traditional, you know, kindergarten stuff, you know. But you get you know, F as in Frank, G, you know, it's like, oh, you know, someone knows what they're doing here, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I always prepare that whoever I'm talking to will not know how to spell my name.
Amen. And like I said, with a name like Thibodeau, you know, I keep joking around that, you know, when I was in the military and you go wherever and they, you know, there's a line and, you know, waiting room or whatever. And they'd be like, Jones, here. They go back. Smith, here. They go back.
Right.
And they'd go, that's me.
I totally got it. That's funny. Yeah, because you could spell your name in many ways when you hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I answer to just about anything, so it's even close. Amen. Well, I'll put links to all of your contact information in the show notes down below. I do appreciate the time that you took out of your schedule to join with us today, because this is information that I know pastors and church leaders and ministry leaders, they're thinking about this. They just don't know where to proceed or how to go about it because, you know, as you say, there's so many scams out there that, you know, and it's not something that is prevailing in the church and ministry area right now. It may be in online marketing and all that. It may be a growing trend using VAs, but the churches are still stuck in their traditions, I guess you could say. But the more progressive churches understand that we have to use social media. We have to be on the web. We have to be able to get a point out there. And they're the ones who, you know, are now being consumed on a day-by-day basis, like, golly, I just spent 3 hours on Facebook. I haven't got to Twitter yet, you know, type thing.
Yeah, we would love to help them. I would absolutely love to support that in any way that we can.
Amen. Well, I'll put links to all this down below. Folks, I don't know about you, but Brooke has opened my eyes to an entirely new way of possibly getting a valuable resource back into your life. It's called time. Routine tasks that she and her team can help you out with, allowing you to focus on what matters most in your business, like growing your business. Amen. So I recommend you get in touch with Brooke over at butterflysocial.com and see if they can help you out. The information's free, but the possibilities are priceless. Amen. Brooke, thank you again for taking the time to share all of this information with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. God bless.
I appreciate you taking the time. I do really appreciate it because this is important information. That's all the time we have for today, folks. For Brooke Strauss Dobie and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.